Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. Can we think about a time where we've made a mistake and wish we could have done it differently? I'm sure we all have times like that, where we hurt someone or we hurt ourselves. It's really part of being human to hurt. We do that sometimes. But the question in this episode is, how do we bring about the most effective way to stop doing that? How do we create change to stop hurting others and ourselves? How do we do it? First off, we have to acknowledge that we're really good at being self-critical. I mean, we're really good at it. When we make a mistake, oh my goodness, do the daggers come out. They come out and they stick us so many times in so many different ways, and it's all through our mind. When we mess up, we are so self-critical. It's almost insane, but we're so used to it, we almost don't even notice it. And let me use an example that I think many listeners can relate to. Weight. When we put on those few extra pounds, or sometimes a lot of extra pounds, we get on this soapbox of being incredibly self-critical. We look in the mirror and call ourselves names. We feel our body and are very self-critical. We notice what other people are looking at and think, oh, they must think I'm a fat blob. But guess what? This self-criticism works. It makes sure, it almost guarantees that we're going to stay corpulent, heavy, because we all day long are hearing negative things. Actually, we're just hearing things all day long. And thoughts are incredibly powerful. So if all day long we're hearing that we're fat, guess what? When it comes to the end of the day and we're ready to resist that dessert, good luck. Because all day long, our thoughts have been critical of our weight. Remember, thoughts are incredibly powerful, and the most powerful thoughts are our own, because they're the ones we hear all day long. And if we want to bring about change, we have to do one very important thing. We have to be kind towards ourselves. And the only way we're going to be kind towards ourselves is through awareness. If we're not even aware of what we're doing because we're so used to being self-critical, or we think it doesn't matter, then we're going to get stuck and stay there for perhaps the rest of our lives. And we don't like to hurt ourselves. We don't like to hurt others. We don't like to live miserable lives. That's why we're listening to this podcast. So perhaps what we can begin to do is make some changes and first acknowledge that thoughts do matter. They're not neutral, they matter. So if we're self-critical towards ourselves, or if we're self-critical towards others, they're going to have an impact on us. And if we want to bring about change, we have to be kind. It's very hard to be kind towards ourselves, but if we are kind, then what we can do is start creating the change that we want. Think about it this way. If we had a choice between two teachers, both of them were very good and effective at what they did, but the only difference between them was their method. And let's say we wanted to learn how to do yoga, for example. We didn't know anything about yoga, but we wanted to learn it. So teacher number one, every time we messed up, every time we did anything wrong and didn't get the first time, he or she would criticize us and critique us and call us names, perhaps very harsh names. And the second teacher, again, he or she would use kindness, love, compassion, gentleness to teach us how to do yoga. I mean, which teacher would we really choose? Of course, we would choose the latter, because one, it would be far more enjoyable, and two, we probably would learn how to do yoga much more quickly and much more effectively than with the first negative teacher. Of course. But our minds are the same way. What we have to realize is if we allow criticism to kick in each and every time we make a mistake, and then hear that mistake over and over and over again, we aren't going to create any change. Of course we're not. But that's what we do. 99% of the listeners to this podcast, unless they've been listening for a while, probably do this. Let's use a weight analogy again. Suppose throughout our life, as we've put on those few extra pounds, someone along the way made a comment. I mean, one, it's very hurtful. We may have gotten very angry and upset at them and stayed upset at them for a long time. But the truth is, all day long, if we agree with them or if we think about it, we're going to be far more critical of ourselves and our weight than they ever were. And it still matters. It matters just as much if we're critical or if someone else is critical. Everything matters. So once we start getting that, and of course, criticism isn't going to be very motivating to create change, which is why I think a lot of people struggle with change, because they're focused on the negative part of their behavior instead of upon bringing about change in their life. If we change what we focus on and start using loving kindness to create change, we'll begin to see a real difference. And let me use the most concrete example that I can give of this. Think of addictions like alcohol. We all know someone who struggles with alcoholism. It's rampant throughout our world. And yet, for thousands of years, if you and I became an alcoholic, there really wasn't much hope of ever breaking that addiction. We would probably die an alcoholic. But then about 100 years ago, these two wonderful men started this organization called Alcoholics Anonymous. And when you or I would wake up from our drinking binge, we, instead of being self-critical all day long, would go to one of these meetings and we would learn that what we have is a disease and the cure is to come to AA meetings. Now, the main thing that changes here is that instead of hearing self-critical remarks all day long, kindness is kicking in. We're hearing that we have a disease and our cure is to go to AA meetings. We're not hearing horrible things about ourselves all day long. And guess what? It's the only thing that really has worked well with alcoholics over the years. Now, of course, we're not alcoholics, most of us, but nonetheless, I want to talk about the importance of kindness. Kindness really does work well to create change. If we want to change behavior, we have to use kindness, not criticism. We can learn from things, of course. My favorite mantra is when we make mistakes is, what can I learn from this? What can I learn from this? We can say that 1,000 times because it's not self-critical. But when we focus on what we did wrong, we're probably going to repeat it. But if we focus on what we did wrong and how we can do better next time and without self-criticism, but more, what can I learn from this? Guess what? We're going to do a whole lot better in creating change. I see this work so effectively in my practice as a clinical psychologist. Of course, people come to me and I'm kind of like a priest. They share with me their horrible stories, things that were done to them, and more importantly, what they did to other people. And what I do is I'm gentle and kind and help them understand that if their conditioning had been different, those things wouldn't have happened. So if we change the conditioning, then we're going to change the behavior. And that kindness, that act of loving them, hearing their horrible stories and still caring for them, helps them to get better. We all can get better with kindness, but when we're critical, it's very challenging to get better. And again, sadly, my experience is most people are so critical. I see it almost in a heartbeat when I meet someone, and it's sad for me. So for those of you out there that are listening to this podcast, perhaps choose to use kindness more often with others, but more importantly, or equally importantly, with ourselves. When we mess up, of course we don't want to do that. But if we want to bring about change, then we have to be kind towards ourselves. We have to realize that two things caused us to be this way. One was our genetics. The other thing was our conditioning. We may not be able to change our genetics very much, but we can change the conditioning. And one of the most important ways we can change the conditioning is to start using kindness instead of criticism. I think people often get fearful of doing this because they're afraid that if they use kindness, it's going to give them a license to continue to do the behavior. It's like, well, if I'm kind, I'm going to just keep doing it. But that isn't the case, because with awareness, when we're aware of how our behavior affects others and ourselves, we're going to realize it isn't bringing about anything good. And with that awareness, we say, okay, then how do we change it? And we change it with kindness. Kindness, after we're aware of what we're doing, is a key element of change. We have to be kind towards others, and we have to be kind towards ourselves. It's not that we don't set boundaries. Of course we do. We set boundaries with others who hurt us, but we can still be kind. We set boundaries with ourselves. If we know that we struggle with drinking or food, then we stay away from the food or the drinking that causes us to make poor choices. And we surround ourselves with people that help us to make good choices. I think what we'll find is if we keep listening to these podcasts over and over again, we'll start implementing this in a much more deep level. And the deeper level that it goes, the more effectively we'll see the change in us and we'll become healthier. We can change, but kindness is the way to go about creating that change. Criticism can work too, but we're not going to find happiness with it. We may find effectiveness in our change of our behavior, but we're not going to find happiness. If we want to be happy, we have to use kindness as a tool to create change. Then we can work towards finding happiness in our lives. And when we're happier, I think we'll find that we'll help others to be happier too. It's like a beautiful circle that comes all the way around. Kindness works. It creates such change, beautiful change. But equally important to kindness is awareness. We can't change something if we're not aware that we're doing it. And I'm going to argue that most people aren't even aware that they're so self-critical. So, after listening to this podcast, let's this week really watch our thoughts and see what they're like. Don't judge them, just look at them. And if we notice that our life is really permeated by negative thoughts towards others or ourselves, let's acknowledge that, okay, I'm going to start working on changing this. I'm going to change this by when I hear the negative thought, work towards putting something beautiful, positive there. And I can use a mantra, what can I learn from this? But that's all I can do. Self-criticism, if I want to change, isn't going to be very effective. So we observe the negative thought. We say, oops. We say, what can I learn from this? And then we go forward. And we mess up again. We say, what can I learn from this? And we move forward. It's a lot of just reconditioning our brain. And if we believe this, if we really believe this, we're going to do it. We're going to do it and get really good at it. It does take time, because however long we've been doing this, if we're 18 and listening to this podcast, or if we're 88 and listening to this podcast, that's how many years we've been doing what we've been doing. Anyone can change, but however long we've been doing it the other way, we're going to have to recondition ourselves. It won't take as long as it took us to get there, but we have to take some time into creating that change. And we're worth it, because we're listening to this podcast and we want to be happy. We can be with kindness. Kindness works. Thank you for listening to this podcast on happiness. If you'd like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. And if you want to work on this with me, I have an October 18th, a Saturday from 9 to 4 in Southern California, a retreat coming up. It's called Living a Happy Life Retreat. And we'll spend the day really working on this together, practicing these skills that I teach in this podcast of how to live a happy life. If you want to learn about it, just go to the happinesspodcast.org page. Click on the retreat page and you'll see it there. It's linked to the podcast. I'd love to meet with you and love to spend a day in beautiful Southern California together. But until next time, accept what is, love what is.